Hello, it's Edit Radio 474.
It's
Superchunk of the band. The song is called Break the Glass. Taken from the album called What a Time to Be Alive, out on Merge Records this time last year, I think. Thoroughly recommended. Really love it. If you enjoy that, go and check it out. They've been around since 1989, so hey, the bandwagon is old and you have to help push it. Opening the show before that, Kississippi of the band. I played it last month, enjoyed it so much, had to run it through again. Kississippi, the song is called Rinse Repeat from the album called Sunset Blush. And Because the World is Insane, on the Kississippi Bandcamp, that's Mississippi but like with a K, the album Sunset Blush is available. It's like one of those pay what you want kind of deals. $1 or more is what they're asking for that album. Come on. You can't go wrong. Hello, my name is Ben. You're listening to Edit Radio Podcast number 474. We've got a great mix of stuff coming up for you this week, right here. Quite a diverse mix of styles as well, although admittedly, not a lot of structure going on. Kind of like a pie, where the ingredients are somehow on the outside. That made more sense in my head. This week, what is happening this week, and you don't get to hear me say this very often, I need to apologise for doing some bad maths. Might leave that till nearer the end, though. This is Grimes.
Power. We appreciate power.
That's Grimes featuring Hannah, H-A-N-A. The song is called We Appreciate Power. I think it's going to be the lead single from whatever Grimes does next. I guess she must have an album on the way. I've been trying to kind of squeeze that in for a few months now. Although it's very hard to kind of squeeze in the song, which is 5 minutes, like 5.5 minutes long. So I thought, well, I'll just play it now. And if we run out of time, we run out of time. This is Cherry Glazer.
Thank you.
Cherry Glazer of the band. The song is called Wasted Nun from the new album called Stuffed and Ready. It's the third album. Count it. One, two, three. Third album. Out now. One of the most interesting things I heard in February. They're at South by Southwest, if that's where you are right now, you hipster. They were kind of on my radar previously, but I think with this album they've really stepped up. We played a song from, like, the lead single was called Daddy. We played that a few months ago. Really took to that. I'm definitely going to check this album out. Who is that at the door? Huh. It's time for the Edit Radio Fact of the Week.
Fact of the Week.
On Spotify, super popular electro Wonder Woman Grimes has fewer monthly listeners than Lit.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. Said or what you threw at me.
Guys, I just recorded the perfect link to link the next two songs together and I forgot to press record. Gutted. That was Lit. The song is called My Own Worst Enemy, taken from the album A Place in the Sun, but you already knew that because you all own all of Lit's albums and you definitely don't know just one song. That came out February 1999 and remains a global smash. Bigger than Grimes, you might say. Still to come on the podcast this week, we've got the new single from Fontaines DC. We've also got some pop coming up as well. We've got rock. We've got punk. And we've got this. This is Malibu Ken.
I'm the world weekly news bat child. Beelining ash powder, ash powder, ash pile. For every ghost climbing out the flat file. Every gaff, every lone spaz in a snack aisle. Cracked out, don't touch that dial ever. These trap doors forecast quagmire weather, but it's worth it. From cobras out to kissing on the cheek to snatching victory from out the jaws of imminent defeat. The phone ping from a pillow fort in a corn maze. I don't have a horse in your war games. I don't even really like horses. I like wild orchids and neighbors with wide orbits. Electric fence and pets that tend to pretty much ignore us. We headbutt in the mornings, then report to separate corners. Criminy, you're killing me, Smalls. The fist balls up. I pull my hood down. I got some walls up. shower, turn a Malibu Ken. Well, you were asking all your lackeys, are we jackals and men? I've been a sorcery authority, should catch if they can. Mostly a master of none, come try to call me, it's burnt. He type a chapter, it sucks, top of the Malthian world. Pick a one horse town, four horsemen got his number. I beat each one the others, camouflaged in fluffer nutters. The $1 million free jazz speak in a secret garden. Some people think it's freakish, but they can't deny the harvest. It's funny when they're later made to celebrate the shit they said was garbage. It only showed a city hood on Marcus. Are we Donatello's David or delicate frozen Charlotte's? Even David's knowing Arthur often will be no catharsis. The voices in my head still talk tough. I go to bed stoned, I got some walls up. Walls up. In a lavish rabbit hole with no rabbits. Young dumb dust bunnies jump in a traffic. Casually gussied up and done, feeling unsung and savage. Punk, we have come for your cabbage. I'm bad news, travel like a rat through your cabinet, spaz. 20 poor pads full of scabs. Off in a false ad, full plaid, all dander. Blast off, black jackdaws on his antlers. Zero faithers, wearily fearless neighbors. Someday we'll find a way to make these billionaires obey us. Someday we'll learn a subdivision gaudier than reprobates who sit around and pressed and guess the order of the Tetris reign. With biblical as reckoning, son of surly Satan torn asunder. Private number, public urination. We socialize with pundits who encompass all the wrong stuff. I count the bread quick, I got some walls up.
It's good to hear Aesop Rock's voice again. He is one half of the act known as Malibu Ken. The other half is a man named Tobacco, who I know nothing about. That song was called Corn Maze. This is Fontaine's DC.
Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stand those sheets for the birdhouse jail, all mescaline when the past is stale, pale. Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Slick little boy with a mind of rich, pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small, my childhood was small, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small, my childhood was small, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine, a pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for the birdhouse jail, all mescaline when the past is stale, pale. Dublin in the rain is mine, a loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind of Ritz, pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small, my childhood was small, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small, ah yeah, 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 my childhood was small, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, but I'm gonna be big, I'm gonna be big.
Fontaine's DC are the band, they're straight out of Dublin, and they've got a really distinctive sound. It's good to see them doing so well. The song is called Big. They've got an album coming out next month. It's called Doggerel. That is taken from that album. Looking forward to that. And you know when kind of punk bands, they've got a really distinctive sound, they kind of straddle the line between punk, but still a little bit, like, they have commercial appeal? Like, Idols from Bristol do it quite well. There's definitely a lot of ears, a lot of extra ears turning towards Fontaine's DC than you normally would expect from like a lo-fi punk band out of Ireland. Great band, good choruses. Maybe that's all you need, just like a yellable chorus. But it's good to see, and especially in America as well, quite a few ears are turning towards Fontaine's DC. That's good to see. I'm a big fan, anyway. As of now. Before that, Malibu Ken. The song was called Corn Maze, Malibu Ken's album. I forgot to tell you, it's out now, and it's self-titled. But who would release a self-titled album? Which brings me to my apology. Last month, I harshly and irrationally accused Weezer of having 5 self-titled albums. My friend Kelly, who is the official Edit Radio Weezer expert, got in touch to say that I was wrong. And for all I know, that could account for 100% of my listenership last month. So I'm here to apologise. Weezer have, in fact, and I have confirmed this now, they've got 6 self-titled albums, which for me, like, I don't think that distracts from the point that Weezer, I was trying to make, that Weezer are ridiculous. But I'm going to name them for you now. They are, in no particular order, the Blue Album, the Green Album, the Red Album, Kelly told me all these, the White Album, the Black Album, and the Teal Album.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number, no. Can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Exactly where we are, at the center for holy wars. Hope we never do.
Be honest. Did you pogo around your room? No, me neither. Weezer were the first of the two bands you just heard there. The song was called No Scrubs, obviously a cover. That's taken from the album called The Teal Album, which is their covers album, and I believe chronologically, see if I can get this right, was album 5 of 6 in the self-titled stakes. After that, you just heard the New Pornographers. I'm a New Pornographers fan of their, certainly of their later stuff. I didn't have any knowledge of their early stuff. That was taken from their debut album, which I found for like £4 in a secondhand shop. It's called Master Romantic. It came out in the year 2000 and still sounds as good now as it did then. I assume I would have that opinion if I'd heard it then. The New Pornographers are a kind of like, they're a Canadian indie rock supergroup featuring people you've probably never heard of, and Nico Case as well. And if nothing else, the song lyric "Hope grows greener than grass stains." It's just dying to be tattooed down my arm, I think. Although I can say that safe in the knowledge that I'm so indecisive, that will never happen. Two songs to go. This is the return of John Vanderslice.
I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. It's nothing you can't. I'm not a drug addict, but it's a shame I'm still hard at it. But damn, it sure took you. I got you into this, and I can't get you out of this, 'cause I'm always gonna use. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. It's nothing you can't get through. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. Just stay strong, stay true. That 12-step shit, I'll sink that ship. What else can I do? On the edge of bankruptcy, on the fringes of legality, that's where I'll be. I'm not a drug addict, but you know me, I'm still hard at it. Damn, it sure took you. I loved you, it's true, but there's a big part of me I stashed away from.
John Vanderslice, the return of John Vanderslice, his first album for 6 years, the follow-up to 2013's Dagger Beach, is called The Cedars. It will be released next month from it. That was the lead single, and maybe the only single, who knows. The song is called I'll Wait For You, and it's nice to have him back, and it's good to sing to myself when there's no one else around to hear me sing, like, it's a miracle I'm not a drug addict. Tom Crook will be here next week. That's it for the podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'll be here next month. With my very first podcast broadcast from outside the European Union, probably, which is a crazy idea. I mean, obviously the quality is going to suffer. Like we receive so much money, billions in funding from the EU here at Edit Radio. So I've just got to send all these microphones back. The studio's got to go as well. And like, how's going to run? You just tell us when you want to listen and where you are. And we'll come to you. We've got like 2 yogurt pots and piece of string. And you just hold up one to your
to your ear, and I just sing the songs down the other end, really. It's basically over. Let's end on a high. This is Pup. See ya!